Well, what do you detect is the reason for the collapse?
Well, like many other Australian companies, Eddie paid far too much to expand into America. He wanted to go from, you know, one childcare centre in Brisbane in 1988 to become the world's biggest childcare provider, and he spent more than $600 million buying four different chains in the US, and he's paid too much. He's been hit by the credit crunch. The market is being brutal on companies which have too much debt. ABC Learning is saddled with almost $2 billion of debt, and people are worried about its ongoing solvency, or they're nervous about its ability to service those debts, and they think it's blundered in the US by paying too much. And now we're also fearful that several of the directors are going to have to sell their shares, which they've borrowed to buy. So it's a pretty messy situation.
It is, and $2 billion in debt would sober up most people, I imagine. I'm sure that people with children in ABC Learning Centres today are wondering what the future might mean. Should they worry?
Well, it's interesting. They are Australia's biggest provider of childcare centres. They own 1,100 of them. They're proposing to build another 70 centres in Australia in 2008-2009. So when a company has a liquidity crunch or has a debt crunch, you do have to have some concerns that they won't be able to maintain capital works or expansion and these sorts of things. So obviously existing centres will continue to operate, you know, the staff will get paid, etc., etc. But you'd have to say that the frenetic expansion that we've seen from ABC Learning, snapping up most of its rival publicly listed childcare centres, that will stop. And you'd have to say that with profits falling, I mean, we saw a disappointing slump in profit in the latest period, that maybe there'll be some pressure on to cut costs and to get the profits up. So I think, like any business in distress, the thing to look out for is maybe less capital spending and maybe a tougher approach to costs.
I think he's already reasonably tough on costs. That seems to be a principal way of how these centres are managed.
Well, that is the criticism of corporatised childcare, that it's a sector which naturally should sit within the community with the parents having a lot of control, or it should be government funded. Now, already up to 82% of all parental fees paid to ABC centres are subsidised by the federal government. It's a highly subsidised system. The Rudd government's gone further. They've increased the tax deductibility from 30% to 50%. So, and Eddie has made his money in Australia in particular from running a brutally efficient operation. I mean, at one point, Eddie even sued the head of the miscellaneous union, workers' union, for $500,000 for defamation because there were pickets going on around ABC Learning Centres in Brisbane. So he's a tough guy. Like any successful rich lister, you've got to be pretty brutal. And a lot of critics do argue that such an approach is not befitting of a sector such as childcare. And people will be watching closely as to whether there will be any frontline effect from this crisis of confidence and debt problems which have hit the company.
Now, Stephen, I can't resist following up there with your observation of the involvement of the Singapore government in ownership of ABC Learning. It's ironic that Singapore, which has a, you know, very low population growth, has a role in perhaps the future of the company that many Australian families rely on for childcare.
Look, it is a great irony. I mean, the nanny state of Singapore, people don't realise that the Singapore government now owns more business assets in Australia than the Australian government. When you add up $12 billion worth of power assets, Optus, Australand, 50% of Westfield, Parramatta, and of course the $403 million they invested to buy a 12% stake in ABC Learning in the middle of last year. Now, the Singapore government, therefore, are the kingmakers in this situation. Eddie Groves only owns 3.5% of the company, 20 million shares. There are big rumours that he's subject to margin calls. He may have to sell more shares. And ordinarily, when you've seen more than $1 billion of shareholder funds destroyed, which is what's happened in ABC Learning, the shareholders would move on the management and sack them and install new management. So we have the great irony here of, yes, the you know, Lee Kuan Yew's family, which controls Singapore Inc. Will be the kingmakers who will decide whether to sack Eddie Groves and who to put in charge of him to look after 40,000 kids in Australian childcare centres across the country. So, yes, remarkable situation that a foreign government is the kingmaker in subsidising Australia's most subsidised company, which is what Eddie Groves' company is. They receive almost $1 million a week in funding from the federal taxpayer. So an incredible situation.
Thanks, Stephen. Always good to get your very clear view of these things.
Thanks, Deb.